Yes, I do. Yeah, I remember
Oh,
now.
yeah. Oh, what?
Nothing. I was just remembering. It made me laugh.
Because the conversation was funny?
No, I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes I just laugh. Sometimes it's like nervous laughing.
Oh, are you happy you found me? Or I found you?
Yeah, it's cool.
Okay. Yeah, it's cool.
So, what are you up to right now? What are you doing?
I'm in India, so it's afternoon here, and I'm about to go for lunch. I'm at work right now, though.
Remind me where you work.
What? Remind me?
No, remind me where you work. Where do you work?
I work at the visa office. I send people. I actually work for the Australian department, like this visa consultancy. And if any student who wants to study in Canada, who wants to study in Australia, so I send them, I prepare the filing and stuff, and I send them to Australia. And I get commission, I get the salary from the Australian university, whichever the university I send the student to. Got it?
Yep.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good gig.
It's good, but I don't like this. If this world wasn't about like running after money or making money, I would be a magician. I want to be a magician like so bad. I want to be like magician. I don't
Yeah.
want to do this. I don't want to do this. Like do this job.
Course you don't. Yeah, no. We all have to do like the shitty things that we have to do to make the money that we have to support our lives. It's such bullshit. I hate it.
Yeah, what do you do, by the way?
Well, I'm trying to be an artist, but I'm an art teacher at college here at the university.
Wow. That's good. You're trying to be an artist? What kind of artist?
Are you there?
Rapping? You do rapping?
I'm losing you.
Can you hear me?
Barely.
Barely. How about
Wait,
now?
no, it's better. It's way better. Okay.
Okay, so how about like okay. So asking you what artist? Are you a rapper or something?
No. I'm a visual artist, so I'm like a sculptor. And a painter, and
Oh yeah. You told me last time. Yeah. It's my bad. I forgot. Okay. That's good though.
yeah.
How
So,
about your hobby? What do you do? How about your hobby? What do you do?
he is, he's done recently, he's done a lot of stuff with, oh my God, what is he even called? Like, I'm drawing a complete blank.
Is
Renewable
it bad?
energy. No, renewable energy. So, like, solar panels and things, I guess. I don't
It's okay. It's good. It's good. It's good. I
Yeah,
mean,
I'm
he
not.
makes money, right? He makes good money, right? That's like,
Yeah.
oh, yeah.
No, neither of us make good money, but we get by, and that's fine.
How much do you make? How much do you make? Like, in a month, how much do you make? How many dollars?
I don't know, like maybe 2,000 in a month.
$2,000? Is this you or you both?
Me.
Are you? And that's okay. Like I make around I don't know in dollars, but let me just calculate. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Mine is like 27, 2700.
Yeah. That's
Yeah,
better.
my man.
Yeah,
What
it's
is wrong with you?
like, huh?
I mean, what is wrong with you? Why are you laughing?
I don't know. I just do it. I just laugh sometimes. I'm sorry. Is it bothering you?
No, it's like my salary is kind of low and you're making fun of me.
No. Seriously, not at all. That's not it. I don't know. I just have a tendency to giggle. I can't help it. I think it's like a nervous thing.
You sure? Like,
I think so, yeah.
no, I know there's someone in the room or something. You're probably looking at them or him or her, and you're making
No,
fun.
I
That's
have
a.
two guinea pigs here.
Yeah, what?
Two guinea pigs here.
Guinea pigs
Yeah,
as
other than that.
pets?
Huh?
You have pets?
Yeah, do you know what guinea pigs are?
Like they're just pigs, right?
No, not at all.
How do you spell it? How do you spell it? Guinea pigs. How do you spell it?
Okay, so GUINEA, I think. And then
Pigs.
pigs, yeah.
Oh, they're like, oh my, that's a cute. Yeah, that's like mouse kind of thing, right?
Yeah, they're adorable, but they're like way bigger than a mouse. They're like probably 4 or 5 times the size of a mouse. Like a small, they're like a baby bunny.
Oh
Like they're like a baby bunny size.
my God, yeah. Yes, exactly. I've seen a lot of videos. Do you know what's a nine gag?
No.
Oh, nine gag is like a channel on everywhere, like on social media, like Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. So they upload like these cute animal like videos and stuff. So I saw this animal there. I didn't know it's called like guinea pig. I thought it's like a rabbit or like mouse kind of thing. I don't know. But that's cute though.
Oh, it's probably a chinchilla. I think you're talking about a chinchilla.
No, I
Was
saw
it
this one.
gray and it had a long tail and big ears?
No, exactly. I saw this one. This one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So lifespan of guinea pig is 4 to 8 years, like maximum is 7 years, right?
Yeah,
I'm
seven
reading.
or eight. Eight is like the, yeah. It's like
How old
I
is yours?
heard I read 5 to 8, but yeah.
How old is yours?
Oh, I just got them last year, so they're just a year old now.
And they weigh about
I
maximum
don't
is like
know.
one.
I should get a scale. I don't know how much they weigh. I mean, they definitely don't weigh.
No, listen, Renee, I'm reading the facts right now. I'm Googling.
Oh,
I'm reading the
okay.
facts.
Sorry. Sorry. I wasn't trying to cut you off. Go ahead.
And
Tell me the
it's
thing.
okay.
Tell me the
It's okay.
thing.
It's okay. I'm telling you. They weigh about 500 grams to 1 kg. From
Okay.
500 grams, yeah, and length is like 20 to 25 centimeters. So I guess they're kind of big. Yeah, they are kind of big, like 20 to 25 centimeters.
Yeah. Mine aren't that big. They're pretty small.
What chips are you eating right now? I'm hungry as well.
I'm sorry, what?
I said, what chips are you eating right now?
With my what now, right now?
Eating chips?
No, I'm putting a garbage bag in the trash can.
Oh, shit. I
I'm going out
thought
of town on Sunday, and I have to have my entire house clean before I go out of town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just because I can't come back a week later and have it all messy. Yeah.
Like last time you told me, like, you're around 38, 40, right? If I'm not wrong. So you got kids? You guys got kids? Or just.
Nicholas has a child. And I
Okay.
never had children of my own.
So it's like Nicholas, it's his second marriage?
Oh my gosh, say that one more time.
It's his second marriage. Like, you are his second wife, right? Is
Yes.
it something
Yep.
like that? Oh, okay.
Yeah, correct.
Nicholas is damn lucky, bro.
Well, he's an amazing guy, you know? So I don't know. It's a lot of fun. And sometimes, like, can I tell you something?
It's okay, yeah, you can. Go
Okay. Sometimes I get jealous of the kid, Jameson, you know?
It's cute.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. He's adorable. He's a child. But it's like, I feel like sometimes I feel like, oh, Jameson always comes first, you know? And
Yeah.
should come first. That's absolutely what a great father does, you know? Child only. But I don't have children of my own, so I don't entirely understand it. You know, I mean, I understand it on an intellectual level. I'm sorry, what?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, ma'am, can I call you like back in like 10 seconds? I'm actually I don't know how to explain you. Ma'am, can I call you back in like just 10 seconds?
Sure, whatever. Bye.
Just. Yeah, bye. That's How old are you? Let me guess. You are 9 years old, or maybe 10. Almost 10. That's good. And
Yeah.
how old do I look? Like, how old do I look by my picture, and how old do I sound?
23.
I'm 22. But that was close. Yeah, and why you here, bro?
Because I want to make a broadcast.
Damn, really? You know what?
What?
You like, I don't know, I don't want to say the F word, but like, you exactly sound like my cousin little brother, and he's cute as well. Like, I don't even see you, but like, you sound very cute.
Oh.
And by the way, I'm straight, okay? Don't take it the other way, okay, bro?
Okay.
Yeah. So what are you doing?
I'm just saying, lying around. I have nothing to do.
Nothing to do?
Yeah.
Right. So, you know what? Like, I'm gonna give you a lesson, okay? Right now. As I'm like you know like I'm gonna like give you a lesson as I give lesson to my younger brother. All right? So if I give you 86, what currency do you use in Indonesia?
What?
What currency? What's the currency? Currency like in the US they use dollars, in Mexico they use peso. So what currency do you use in Indonesia? That's where you're from.
Rupiah.
Rupiah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if I give you 84,600 rupiah every single day, and the limit is till the day ends, like, okay, the limit is only 24 hours, and for the next 24 hours, you'll get again 86,600 rupiah. Okay, so would
What?
you did you get that question or no? Are you getting it?
Yeah.
Okay, so my question is, would you spend 84,600 rupiah that I'm going to give you every single day? Would you spend it or would you waste it? And the thing is, if you don't want to spend it, it will go away. Like the money, you will be like, you don't have time to collect it or everything, but you can only spend it, okay? And the next day, I'm going to give you again 84,600.
To my house?
My question is, if I give you 84,600 rupiah every single day, okay, but the limit is only for 24 hours. So would you spend the money, or would you just lay around, or what would you do?
Maybe I'll spend
something? I don't know.
Like, spend it. You probably.
I don't know.
You probably spend it like every single money, right? Because next day you will be getting again 84,600 rupiah. So would you spend it?
84,000.
Okay, every single day you will be getting 84,600 rupiah. So would you spend it, or would you like lay around, or would you waste your time, or what?
I am not sure about that. 84.
Yeah, 84,600 rupiah.
Like, is it with a lot of zeros?
Do you know? Yeah, a lot of zeros.
Okay, that means you're talking about 1,000. Wow.
Yeah. So would you spend it, or would you waste your time, or like, what would you do? I'm going to give you 84,600 rupees every single day. What would you do?
That's a lot.
Yeah. So what would you do? Would you spend it, or would you waste your time?
I'm not so sure about that.
Why are you not sure about that?
I'm kind of nervous to make a decision right now.
So basically, just like, give me an idea. Like, what would you do? Like, would you spend it? Would you waste your time? Or what would you do?
I would just spend it. I would just spend it for a little bit.
A little bit. And what would you save it?
Yeah.
And why would you save the rest money for?
Probably for some delicious food.
Okay. So your answer is you're gonna spend your all 84,600 rupees that you give every single day, right?
Wait, you're gonna deliver it to my house?
Yeah, if I'm gonna give you every single day in your bed, the moment you wake up till the moment you sleep.
Is my parents gonna be mad when they find out?
Yeah, but I mean, like, this is just a question, boy. This is just a question, bro. Like, just a question. I'm not gonna give you, right? Is it just a question? So what would you do?
I'll just spend it on food and some other stuff.
Yeah, you will spend it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So exactly, this is what I'm telling you. Like you said, I have nothing to do right now. That's what you said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So in life, we get 84,600 seconds every single day. That's the time. That's the value of time. Like, every second has its own value. If you look, let me tell you, like, time is like very, very priceless, bro. Let me tell you. And let me tell you why, okay? If you want to know the value of 1 year, ask the student who has failed, who's going to repeat 1 year in the class. If you want to know the value of a month or anything, ask the woman who has lost her child during the pregnancy, okay? If you want to know the value of a day.
Oh, I'm a science teacher.
What?
My science teacher ever lost a kid, I think.
Yeah, so this is what I'm saying. Every second has its own value. If you want to know a value of a second, ask someone who came second on a race or something, you know, on an exam, like, one more second that I can like pass the exam or something like that. One more minute I can pass it. So every minute has its own value. And when you, like, I'm 22, okay? And I have so much regression about my life that when I was 9 years old, I didn't do that. Instead of doing this, I should have done that. So in your life, like, you're just 9 or you're just 10. So you have got a lot to do, bro. I mean, there is so much to learn, so much to explore the world, everything. Because when you become like 20 or 22, you'll be stuck. You'll be stuck in a workplace. So you'll be doing your job and you'll be eating, you'll be sleeping. That's it. That's the whole life. And one day you're going to die. So people going to remember you that way? Obviously not. Right? So do something.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So Don't say I don't have anything to do. Do something, explore whatever the thing you like. What are your hobbies? If you like playing football or playing guitar, or you like writing stories, do it. Just do it. Just practice more and more. And one day you will be the richest person, or one day you'll be the most successful person. And one day people will be like, oh wow, he started doing it when he was just 9. Or he started doing it when he was just 10, right?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I'm just explaining you that time has its own value, and the value is price.
But I have a lot of hobbies.
What?
I have a lot of hobbies.
You have a lot of what? Time?
I have a lot of hobbies.
You have a lot of hobbies?
Yeah.
Which one is your favorite hobby out of that?
Riding a bicycle.
Riding a bicycle?
Yeah.
That's an amazing hobby. Because bicycle, like, look, in this global world, today in this global world, we are facing global warming. Do you know what's global warming?
Learn that this
rain. Yeah, that's good. That's good. You just learned global warming. And you know why it is happening? Because of the pollution of the cars, of the every factories, from the factories, from everything. And you that's your hobby, riding bicycle. And that's a beautiful exercise. And plus, riding bicycle, it's good for your health. And plus, the main thing, it's eco-friendly. We don't need any petrol, or we don't need any gas for riding a bicycle. So, I mean, that's amazing, right? So if if you ride bicycle, one day you'll be like a rider or something, or you will be running bicycle into France. I mean, they do some kind of race in that in France. I don't even remember, but like you can be something big in the future if you focus on just one hobby. Okay, just focus on one hobby, and you'll be perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, explore yourself. Do one thing. Okay. Do you have a copy or like a pen right now, or like do you have it, right? Obviously you do have it, right?
A what?
Do you have a copy, like a notebook or a pen right now, or maybe like you have it, right? At your home?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is what I want you to do. All right? Listen. Every night before you sleep. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. Every night before you sleep, write everything that you did good in the day, that you did, that you feel, oh my God, I did that. That was so good. Every day, write that thing. And
okay.
for the next day, also write for the next day that tomorrow I'm going to do that thing. That would be so amazing. That would help me in my future. Okay.
Okay.
In this way, you're going to explore the world. In this way, people are going to like you. In this way, you will feel good about yourself. In this way, your parents will feel proud. Like, oh, wow, this is a very good child. People will be like, wow, this is a very good child. Your parents.
But one problem.
Yeah, what's the problem?
Sometimes I get bullied. I get choked.
You got bullied?
Yeah, a lot of times.
In the school?
Yeah, a lot.
A lot? See,
yeah, my class likes to roast.
Yeah, listen. The people who bully, listen very carefully, okay? Listen, the people who bully are, think just as like they're probably jealous of you. Because why? Because they don't like if you're good in bicycle, or if you are like good in anything, they probably think like, oh, okay, he's not like that good. He'll beat you up, like, you know. So just ignore them. Bullying is something you should ignore it. Okay. I used to be like you when I was young, but like, you know, no one explained me the thing like I'm explaining you, you know. So just ignore them. Focus on your one thing. And you know what? When you'll be at my age, when you'll be 22 or when you'll be 25,
you'll be famous, you'll be rich, you'll be loved by the people, the public of Indonesia, or probably the public of the whole world. Even me, I would be so amazing that, like, oh my God, I found them, like, you know. So I mean, like, let them bully you. Let them just ignore you. Just ignore them. You just have to ignore them. Don't fight back. Don't do anything, okay? Because if you're gonna fight back, that makes you same as they are, right? So don't do anything bad. Just focus on your dream. If you want to be a bicycle rider, or if you want to be anything that's your hobby, just make it into a goal and then achieve a goal and prove them that you guys used to bully me while I used to work for my goal. And now I have achieved my goal. Then ask them when you'll be 22, when you'll be 25, then they will ask you, like, hey, bro, how you did that? Then they will be nice to you. Then they will be not like speaking bad things about you. They'll be appreciating you. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Do that one thing. Okay. Just make a note every night, like what I did good today. If you help the people, if you help the poor people or anything, just write it down and do write for tomorrow as well. Like tomorrow I'm going to do that. Okay.